I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on July 3rd, 2023 at 9:44 a.m. New call to order. Eric Fries here. Bart Peterson is absent. Cheryl Ingram is absent. Chuck Boffman.
Yep.
Seth Myers.
Here.
Shayna
Here.
Ganatra. Amber Jones.
Here.
Mark Harris.
Here.
All right, we do declaration of conflicts of interest. Anybody have any of those? Hopefully not, since we only have three of us. Okay, that's good. All right, discuss. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for May 1st, 2023.
Do we need to table these?
I think we do.
Do we still?
Yeah, was Seth present? Am I?
No.
Oh.
I was.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I moved to table the regular session meeting minutes of May 1st, June 5th, and the executive session meeting minutes of June 5th.
Thank you.
Were we on May? May 1st?
May
Yes, sir.
for table last
Be in the meeting on
discussion.
May?
What was the question?
Seth, were you in the meeting in May?
In May? No, I was not. I missed the last two. So was
Okay.
that June and May?
All right. So there is a motion on the floor right now from Chuck. So, Seth, if you'd like to just second that, please, to table these.
Yes, I would like to second the motion to table the approval of the regular session meeting minutes from the June meeting.
And May 1st and executive session from June 5th.
And the May 1st meeting and the executive session meeting minutes.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to table the regular session meeting minutes from May 1st, the regular session meeting minutes from June 5th, and the executive session meeting minutes from June 5th. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Hearing no oppositions, those meeting minutes have been tabled. Okay, number five, review future board meeting schedule. We are to correct me, Clint, if you'd like to let us know when we are again at least scheduled to be in person. Is it normally in person in January? I know.
Typically, yeah, it would be it's up to the board. The board members may decide if we want to meet again in person, but yeah, typically it's January.
We don't, in the past, this is my knowledge, we've met quarterly in person. I don't know, they haven't been there in quite a while. So,
If I may, Mr. Chair,
oh, yeah.
it is a board member discretion that they choose to. Some boards don't meet. I mean, just for reference, some boards have not met at all since the pandemic, and some are meeting regularly. So it is I leave it up to the board to decide if we'd like to meet on a
Okay.
quarterly basis.
Okay. Give me a second.
Will not be in person until November.
Right. Understood. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm real close, so in
Okay.
person,
Okay.
you
Well,
know, whatever.
we'll meet as I was gonna look at that September 11th one, but I actually wouldn't be in person that day anyway. So let's just keep it there for right now, and if we need to change something, we can in the future. Okay. Number
Okay.
six, review discussion possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. Obviously, we don't have anything on either one of those. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written on number seven.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the consent agenda, ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Seth. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman. Chuck? You're on mute.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Okay, number eight, review consideration, possible actions, applications for licensure. We do have an initial disclosure from Mr. Joseph Espinoza. Mr. Espinoza, I see that you are on the meeting. If you would like to address the board at this time with any additional information or clarification, please do so.
Well, you guys, I hope you all got the application, got to look at the paperwork. With the paperwork on the written statement is where I kind of explain what has happened since then. I know that I made a mistake in the past, and it still haunts me to this day, but like I wrote down in my written statement, I've become as civilized as I can, and I tend to stick to that as much as possible. I really hope that a mistake from the past doesn't affect my future too much, as I wouldn't want it to interfere with the career I've been working on since at least 4 years ago.
Okay. First of all, let me tell you, we very much, as a board, very much appreciate your disclosure. Thank you for listing that on your application. Just as a note of professionalism on my end, the documentation that you provided to us was less than professional in terms of the way it was written. In the future, just keep in mind that it would be very much appreciated and expected that it would be in typed form in a professional manner, not written out like you've haphazardly done it. Just to let you know on that, that's just a personal recommendation on my part, but I do appreciate the information that you provided to us.
I honestly, I really considered typing it, but I did see that written statement was what was requested, so I just didn't know if to take that literally or, you know, figuratively, because as soon as I saw a written statement, I wanted to type it out, because I know it would have been a lot easier both for you guys to read and for me to actually like type it out or write it out. But apologies, that's just how I took it. I took it literally written.
Okay, understood. Somebody have any questions for Mr. Espinoza? If not, I would certainly entertain a motion regarding his initial application.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the initial application for Joseph Espinoza.
This is Seth. I second.
Has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Mr. Joseph Espinoza. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions. Mr. Espinoza, your initial application has been approved. Do you have any questions of the board at this time?
Just a huge thank you to you guys. I do have an athletic training position that has a start date of July 7th. Do I have, like, since you guys said I've been approved, granted licensure, do I get a licensure number so that I can move forward with that? That's the only thing missing in my application so that I can move on with my start date this Friday.
Yes, sir. I will send you a copy after this meeting.
All right, Ms. Amber, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Espinoza. All right, moving on to number nine, review, discussion, and possible actions, board business and reports.
You're on mute, Shayna. And Mr. Espinoza, you don't have to stay on the meeting if you choose not to.
Okay, I'll just log out so that I don't interfere with anything else. But again, I really appreciate what you guys have done for me. Thank you so much.
You are.
Good day.
All right, thank you. So going to 9A, which is update on replacement of board members. I do not have any new updates since the last board meeting. However, I will follow up again today with Director Deister with the boards and commissions just to see where we stand, since I know they're actively working on boards that are lacking quorum. And I know we could be dangerously close to that if we have absences. So I would like to stress that point to her and see if we can process a little quicker. If there's no questions, I'll move on then to 9B1, which is financial review. So I did send over a report. That report was similar to the one that was sent last board meeting, because they did give, our financial department did give us a midway report back in June of 15, just to provide us what is coming up for expenses. I would like to go more in depth in August meeting once we get July's finances updated on here, because that is what end of fiscal year funds will reflect for June's.
Right.
So that being said, and typically I should just make it known, when we get financial reports, they typically give it to us midway of the month. So our board meeting misses it for the most recent. So we typically get the one before. So yeah, when I get that one, we will work on it on August. But I will make note that we did incur expenses to meet the end of fiscal year budget. And of that, I'll go more in detail in August, but of that, we did purchase furniture. We did buy office supplies. We also were qualified for SB 1720, which is the Senate bill that passed regarding e-licensing. So unfortunately, and we're part of that, a lot of boards had had a lot of difficulties with the transition to e-licensing due to Centia's lack of staffing and knowledge. So unfortunately, we did not get to go live this past fiscal year. So as a result, the SB 1720 was passed to allow the boards to allot a certain amount of money to be processed in the next fiscal year for e-licensing specifically. So for our board, we received $9,700 for the start of Centia services and ongoing support for the first fiscal year. We did approximately pay about $3,300 to start Centia back in October of 2022, which means the remainder will go into an allotment that we can use for Centia for the next fiscal year. So we will not lose those funds. So as a result, of course, that did take some of the budget away, but in a good way, because we can now use it towards Centia for any maintenance and any sort of upgrades to the Centia system. And like I said, I'll go over more in detail in August when we get that bill, when we get that finance report, so we can go over what we've spent on it.
Okay.
Any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So now I'll go to 9B2, which is review of recent board staff activities. Amber and I are working the hybrid model, and we are still doing Centia meetings, and those meetings have been 1 hour a day for 3 days a week, and we're working towards seeing a Centia live go date. I suspect we'll possibly go live sometime either at the end of July or beginning of August, depending on how quickly our project moves and how efficiently our project moves. That being said, though, I will update board members if we do get any communication on that for the August meeting. And we will be updating the website as well, so that way it reflects that we are planning to go live on Centia, and that please look out for that future transition. Okay, and if there's no questions, I will move on to 9B3, which is statistics. Under one, we have 990 current licensees. And under two, we have 3 active consent agreements, and our next item is due on November 8th of 2023.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Obviously, our licensees are continuing to climb quite readily.
Yes.
Finally pushing 1,000 people.
Yes. We're getting there.
Yes. All right. Any questions from anybody on any of that? Not okay. Okay. Number 10, we will do call to the public. I don't even know if we've got any public on the line. If we do, speak up. Nada. Didn't think so. All right. Anybody need to add anything for future agenda items other than what's standing already in place?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I do have an agenda item for next meeting, which is Pacific Medical Training would like to have the board review their CPR training course, which I believe they had started back in 2020 with Karen, and unfortunately with the pandemic, it couldn't be reviewed. So I will collect all the material and have it ready for August meeting to be reviewed by the board.
Okay, and who is that again? My apologies.
That's okay. It's Pacific Medical Training, and the individual's name is Susan Williams, and she will be providing me all material.
Okay.
And my question to the board is, would we like her in attendance at August meeting? Okay, I will let her know.
That was going to be my next question right there. So, yes, I would like to be in attendance.
Thank you.
All right. No other future agenda items?
Is standing for the replacement board members, is that standard until we get something going?
Yep.
Yes, sounds good, Mr. Beeson. I will make sure we have that as a standing item moving forward.
Okay. All right. If nobody else has anything further, I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 10 a.m.
With the seven, I motion to adjourn as of 10:01 a.m.
Okay. It's Chuck, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:01 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.